Why should there be a monopoly going here?
All right, so let's review the question of the bottom war. Right? What's the question of the bottom war? What's the question of the bottom war?
What is he saying?
That is the question.
That is always the question.
All right, but let's review the facts. So Balmore says what? Everyone agrees that you can be bona kli. Excuse me. Everyone agrees that you cannot build a kli. That building a kli is usur. That's not up for debate. The question is, can I... The machlokas is, am I able to build with kalim? So can I take, for instance, the shoko cup and stack them one on top of the other? Fine. Does that make you happier?
Yes.
Okay. Can I take chairs and stack them one on top of the other? Okay, so it's a debate. There's a that's what the machlokas of Yesh Binin, Ein Binin Mekelem is. So the Baal Mor, on a technical level, has to work out the case of Zokef and other cases, but that's not our problem. Our question is, Mipi Svara, how do you understand such a machlokas? Okay, after getting past the incredible nature of his position. Yes. So one approach is on the table, which I think is a good approach, right? I hear it. You guys want to say that, what's the difference here? The machlokas is about when it comes to bona with kalim, so one side is going to say that adding the additional utility to the kli registers, and the other side says no, you have to actually be able to create utility, right? But you're looking at kli in the realm of utility. So what Svi's saying, there is some truth to what he's saying. It gets a little messy because you have to start figuring out what is it by. I mean, it might be messy what I'm saying also, but you have to understand, like, what then, therefore, how do you differentiate kli from not kli? Well, so you can just argue and say, listen, that's not up to us to figure out. I divorce myself from muksa, but I hear what you're saying. You're saying that look at kli so far as utility is concerned. What? That's a good possibility. I hear it. It's a good approach.
That's almost an endorsement.
Well, I just have a different approach. Well, it's a Baal Mor. So when it comes to the Baal Mor, I'm much more willing to I'm much more willing to tolerate lunacy when it comes to what do you call it?
Because the whole thing is
another way to look at a kli, though. There's another way to look at a kli that make a kli different than the brick. Okay, there's another way to look at it. You guys are looking as far as utility is concerned, and you would say that the utility of a brick is for. I mean, I'm not saying I don't think it's that different, but you're saying utility of a brick is for building. So therefore, a brick is not really a kli, right? Whereas, what would you say by the shoko container? What's its utility?
Shoko.
To store shoko, right? Okay, but it could be a little bit of a different way to look at a kli. Another way to look at a kli. I'm just trying to fit into the cases of let's say the case of the rake, okay? So what is the rake is a kli, right? But what makes it a kli versus, let's say, a brick?
It has an already set purpose.
Okay, that's utility.
It has an independent...
Let's say another way. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Let's say a different approach. Okay, another approach. Another way you can look at it. What?
The brick independently has no utility. The rake as an independent structure has utility. Okay,
well, okay, I was about to kill you, but okay. What? Say the second thing again. The rake is what? It's an...
Independent structure.
Structure. Okay, you could argue, though, there's another way to look at a kli. So you get a kli is a complete entity, right? A brick is not a complete entity, because a brick is always is there to be used for something greater. But you could argue that this is a complete entity, right? So I was thinking more... It is.
But a brick would never be a complete entity on its own.
Correct.
Right, because a brick only utility insofar as...
I understand. If you look at the kli as a complete entity, so maybe the issue is like this. Maybe the question is, let's say you stack chairs and make a wall out of it, okay? So it could be the side that holds that's not binyan is going to say what? This is kind of what I was trying to hint at before. If you hold that kalim, the way you look at a kli is an independent entity, rather than just focusing on utility, because you could argue utility makes an independent entity, but whatever. If you look at it as an independent structure, so when I build a wall, there's two ways you can look at the wall of chairs.
It's just a lot of independent structures.
Right. Question is that in the conceptual paradigm of bona, when you have independent entities, is there an idea of them being subsumed underneath a greater entity? Because such a thing exists. Once this thing acquires its own independent shame, so the question is, if I stack the chairs on top of each other, so on the one hand, you could say, well, listen, I'm building a wall. Who cares if I'm using the building? Right, that's one side. One side's going to say, I'm producing a wall. The other side's going to say, no, you're not producing a wall. Right? In terms of constructive purposes, maybe you are, but so far as conceptual bona is concerned, as long as you're using independent entities, there's no mechanism that allows them to be subsumed underneath a greater overall entity. And the way I'm learning is that according to Baal Mor, he's going to say that what makes a kli is the fact that it's an independent entity. Right? This thing's a complete structure. I'm not saying it can't modify it, but it's a complete structure. So now the question is, if I stack complete structures one on top of the other, all I really have is just a stack of complete structures. So just because I may have a functional wall doesn't mean that these things lose their identity and are subsumed underneath this greater structure. That doesn't naturally emerge from me stacking them together. That's what I'm saying the Baal Mor is holding. Gemara starts on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. It's okay, and the Mishnah has told us that Kodeach, you're chayav on. What's Kodeach? As far as the first way of learning it.
Borer.
What?
The whole borer.
borer, right? Yeah, you bore you, right, you bore a hole into the wall. That's kodev, okay? You bore a hole into the wall.
Add in the wall from the
ground. Right. That's right. He's right. In drilling the wall out, you're taking out the solace, which would be the bad, from the good, which is the... Okay. So what does the Gemara say? Kodev kol shu chayev. Go. Now you are.
Oh, you like to do a little
first. Yeah, always. I'm the intro guy.
Bishlama. So this is in accordance with Rav. Michzi, come on. Dechar...
So this makes sense according to who?
Right.
Why?
Because this is bona.
Well, okay. What's the word that... Come on.
We see the...
Merci. That's always the alarm.
It appears.
It appears that what?
It appears that it is dechar horsa.
The vinyana. That, what is he doing? He's
drilling a hole.
For?
For a peg.
For build...
For a build what?
Building. Okay.
For a peg.
Rashi, Bishlam al-Ra. I know. That's why I'm making sure he translates correctly. He's saying it appears when I drill a hole in the wall. It appears. Why am I drilling a hole in the wall? In order to build.
Right.
Okay. Rashi, Bishlam al-Ra.
Amar Nekev Hayu.
I'm sorry. The top Rashi, Hakodeh.
Hakodeh. Bechol Hakodeh.
Al Minas.
The Malachos.
The Malos.
The Malos. Who? The Takoa Bo.
Yased. Right.
So on account of. Filling it up with a
pick. No, so, okay, read the next line. Uvishalo.
Uvishalo.
The Malos.
The Malos, Kari, and Nekev. And had it not been filled up.
Had it not been for filling up, it's called Nokev. So, what's Rashi telling us right off the bat? Very important point. What kind of distinction?
It's in terminology.
Not just terminology. A distinction. What? A halachic distinction. He's saying no cave means making a hole, right? Kodeach means what?
Kodeach means making a
preparing
hole.
A hole.
No, kodeach means what? Preparing a hole. Making a hole for something else, for a peg.
What's preparing a hole?
What's a nafkamina? Okay.
Kodeach is making a hole for a peg.
Yes.
No cave is
that. Okay, so let's take an example. In front of that wall over there, I take out my drill, okay, and I drill a hole in the wall, and then drill another hole in the wall, but the drill I pick up to drill a hole in the wall says on it, solely for the purpose of pegs. Okay? What have I done?
Yeah.
What about the first one? No cave. Okay? If you drill a hole just because you want to drill a hole, that's no cave. Not necessarily sure if you're chayav for that. We don't know if you're chayav for that or not. We know by the lul case you're chayav for no cave. Who says you're always chayav for no cave? But everyone agrees that if I'm kodeach is the same exact action. I'm drilling a hole in the wall. But it's al-minas to put a peg in. Do I have to put the peg in right afterwards?
No.
Wait,
again means what? I'm drilling a hole al-minas to put a peg inside. Okay. Bishlam al-Rav, Rashi says...
Bishlam al-Rav, Amar Nekev. Have
a minyan. Oh, 1 second. But Rav holds what?
That he says that boring a hole is... building.
Not. No, no, I'm saying not what?
It's not messy.
No. Ha, no, the Amar Nukav have a binyan. So therefore, what does Rav hold? Even making a hole could be binyan. So what's Kodeach? That's what Rashi says. Hai nami binyan hava kol shehu.
The
Afalpi. Shimalenu.
Shimalenu hare hoil levinyan.
Since, improve. Sorry, blah, blah. You're improving the binyan. So what's Rashi saying? Come on, what's Rashi saying? There's no reason to bring this case in if you hold like Rav. Why?
It's the same as that.
But why? No, but better. Why is it the same as that case?
It's all the same.
What? There's no need. What's Kodeach in the world of the Rav?
Expanded Nogi.
Right, but really, there's no practical difference. What you don't need? What's Kodeach in Rav's world? Meaningless. You know why? Because once I drill a hole in the wall, what have I done?
I built.
Oh. So it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant to think that just because I'm going to fill it in, that should change its feature of being bona. Right? And yet, the Mishnah says,
it does.
Kodeach. So let me ask you a question. Why would you think Kodeach might be different? So Mati's right. Mati says, but look at what Rashi says. Hare ho'il lebinyan shekodeach achor. So let me ask you a question. Let's say I just stomp went over to a wall and made holes in it. Just stomp.
Yeah.
Is that beneficial to the wall?
No.
I disagree with you. I don't think you could ever say that by definition, putting holes in a wall is an improvement in the wall.
Well,
I don't think that's true.
Putting, glue on
think a little conceptual here. So what have I created according to the Rashi way of learning? What? No.
The ability.
That would be a problem. What?
A new structure.
Well, I wouldn't call it a new structure, but what have I created? Fine. I'll say a new structure. No, fine, a new structure. What have I created according to Rav?
A new structure.
Holy walls.
Holy walls.
I created a peggle, right? I mean, according to Rashi's way of learning, there's two ideas here, right? There's when I drill a hole. What's kodeach according to Rashi? It's not according to Rashi. Kodeach isn't all it is like you were saying before. It's a modification of nekev. Meaning what? Meaning what have I not created? I drill a hole and now I create a peg hole. Does that mean I must put a peg in?
No,
not necessarily.
Why say you created a peg hole?
And then says so. The Rav mechzi command the charchut lebinyana.
Oh,
El Shmuel.
Lav gamar malachat.
Right, meaning what? Shmuel would hold, should hold in this case what?
Makim
apatish. Because what is it? It's binyan.
Kol
shehu. Right.
That's wait,
the. But right, Rashi. Oh, no. El Shmuel.
No, hold on. Before we get to the Rashi, what do you mean it's binyan kol shehu?
The Maimar makim apatish. So by the nekev the lul, we hold, we see why that's makim apatish, right? Why is it makiv patish by the neck of the law?
You're finalizing and switching utilities.
No, you're creating the utility.
You're
finalizing. You don't have a utility before, and according to Shmuel, according to Rabbi, do. According to Shmuel, you now the law emerges through Mike putting the holes in it.
About Zeh, Listom.
So what's he saying? When I create this hole, I'm an ass to do what?
Pegging.
Put a peg inside. It can't be bona. Right, but why is it? Why? But the Gemara is saying, how could this be makiv patish? Meaning, why wouldn't it be makiv patish? Why would this not be makiv patish? If I drill a hole in the wall, I still have to put the peg in, right? So you can't tell me drilling a hole in the wall could ever be defined as makiv patish. How is that possible? Or is it possible? Let's get Kabbal a little bit of room here. Kabbal says, "What do you mean? I made a hole." And then put a peg in, and two separate things. So why can't the hole be the makiv patish? Right?
Why? Peg
in the wall. Yeah, but no. He's not crazy. Ezra wants to say though that. But why can't you say that there's a makiv patish by the creation of the hole itself?
So you want a peg in the wall. We don't want a peg hole.
Okay.
The hole itself is nothing.
Today the Gemara says no. Hakam ayaskina. What's our case?
Hakam ayaskina. The ba'azaya the ramta the farzala the shabikia.
Close enough. The Hainu Gemar Malacha. So what's the case? Right. At the same time. In other words, let's say I want to hang up a big poster. So I take like a very, I take a, remember, it's got to be substantial. Right? But I take a substantial, like a nice nail. And what do I do? I know, but you want to be, in order for it to work, what do? I take a long, wide nail. And I go, and what am I doing? At the same time that I'm making the hole,
you're making the nail.
It's created by the insertion of the pen.
Oh. Right, so therefore, that's why it's makiv. That must be the case according to Shmuel. So the case is, what's kodeach? Kodeach is not drilling a hole. It is. It's taking a nail and using the nail to drill the hole. But in doing so, I have the nail sticking out.
Pegging the hole.
Okay. All right. What's the machlokas? What's the havi maskana? What does Tosfos say? Let's take a look at Tosfos.
Okay.
Afagav.
The lo dami ose nekev balua shel tarnagolin.
So even though it's what?
Even though
it is
not comparable to the creation of the hole in the coop of the roof.
The chicken coop, right? Why dahasam?
Dahasam asuye lahachniz.
Ulahotzi. So now Tosis is adding one extra layer. I don't think he's arguing Rashi. He's adding one extra layer here, one extra fact, which is what? Why is this not comparable to the case of the lul?
He's not for the airflow.
Right, meaning, careful. Meaning that, what do you want from it? You want the air to go in and out. Bidirectional air.
Functions.
What?
I mean, the hole itself functions.
Oh.
Ventilation.
Right? The hole itself functions as a hole. As a hole. That's the function of a hole. What's the function of a hole? To allow things to enter and exit. Okay? That is a hole.
Oh, in our case, it's because it only allows.
But by our case, but in our case, mikomakom.
Mikomakom mitam bin yan kol dehu mechayim lo ma'ayil shufta b'kufina dabra.
Umesates. So Rashi says no. The chiddush here is that this case is no different than those other cases. So we have a havamina here. There is a havamina in Rav to think that what. No.
That this wall is similar nature to that wall?
No, that maybe this wouldn't be a problem, Bona.
Wouldn't that spin around?
Oh, really? It tells us to switch over to Shmuel.
Right.
El Shmuel.
El Shmuel.
Dimishum.
Dimishum and Binyan called the who lo mechayev.
But now, when but now the question on Shmuel is a very good question, because he doesn't hold the binyan kolzu, right? And therefore, why would you be chayiv here if it's not the gemar malacha? Okay. Why does Rav require? It seems like Rav requires this idea that the hole be defined as a peg hole. Why? That you mentioned that before. See, when you make a hole in a wall, okay, the action itself is defined as what? Normally. Making holes is defined as what?
Destructive.
So therefore, that's why you need a das that tells you that this is constructive. And see, that's the chiddush by making a hole. See, normally in construction means producing something positive. So there's a chiddush by the case of the needle. Because when you make a hole, what are you really doing?
Green space.
What are you doing first and foremost? Really? If I dig a hole, right? I just want to dig into the ground. What am I doing?
You're in space.
Not necessarily. What? I'm destroying the ground. The ground is flat, and now I'm destroying it. What if I don't have a use for it, though? What if I choose not to use it? It'd be considered destructive. It's considered destructive.
No, the normal value.
Rav's chiddush is what? Rav's chiddush is that you see that normally speaking, when I make a hole, except for which case, there's one exception to this. Not a real exception. One exception.
To what?
There is a situation where what? We're making a hole by definition, exactly. But there is one kind of hole that exists. That its construction itself is never destructive. And that is the hole in the lul. Why? Because the hole itself is one of
inherent
function of construction. Because it's derbi motzi machnis. The hole in the wall for the peg in and of itself is not constructive. My das makes it constructive. But by the lul, the hole itself is one of construction. That's what Tosus is bringing out. Tosus is telling you, the Gemara says it can't be that this, no one would ever say, it's impossible to say that if I drill a hole in the wall, that's Maki Vipatish. Right? That's impossible. Okay?
Yeah, I would say that.
What?
Yeah, I was about to say this.
Here's the thing. Because what must Maki Vipatish be normally? Right, the final act in what? Here's a key thing. No, the final act in what? 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 But then what's the chiddush in this? What's the chiddush in this case according to Shmuel? What's the chiddush in saying I now have to teach you a case of kodeach where I drive a peg into a wall and make a hole? What's the chiddush? Why would you think it's not makev patish?
You think it's not makev patish? No, why do you think it is makev
patish? Just drilling a hole.
It's not makev patish.
What?
It's not makev patish. It is makev patish.
How is it makev patish?
How is it makev patish?
Yeah. How is taking the peg and slamming into the wall at the same time? Why is it makev patish?
Giving it a new function.
What?
That's the final act.
Of what? Of finalizing the wall.
Of finalizing the wall? Okay. So what did he think? Okay. 1 second. So what did he think? What did he think at first? What did Shmuel think at first? And so far, well, how would you normally look at makev patish?
What?
How would you normally look at Makev Patish?
We already went through Makev Patish.
This is the modification of it. Yes.
Maybe a little bit.
The Havmina, according to the Havmina, would say like this. The Havmina would say is that when it comes to Makev Patish, normally you say Makev Patish is always. What does Gemar Malacha normally mean? It means the final step in a series of actions. Right? I do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And the last thing I do is what? Which is Makev Patish. But here, what do you have?
A
single misa. You don't have. That's why it can never be the case of hole and then peg. What are you doing right now? One action, right? And what does that action do? It produces. But it's an interesting thing. The action does what? Well, in other words, it's a qualitative improvement in the functionality of the wall. Doesn't mean the wall was not functional before and it was still a functioning wall. But now, what have I done? I've now made it a art hanging wall. Like I've added a function to it. But the chiddush, I'm saying, what Shmuel's bringing out is that through one maisa, I can be over makev patish. You're saying on a technical level, that's what I'm trying to isolate. Normally makev patish, like let's say the rake case. But the rake case is a culmination. There is no culmination here. I know. It's the maisa itself that brings about this result. What? Okay, so we're going to move over now to Kuf Lam and Zion Amabez. Look at the Mishnah. Tucker?
On the bottom?
Yep.
What should I read?
Rebbe Lezer Omer. The Mishnah.
From the beginning of the Mishnah, Tolan. Arielas are Omer, Tolan.
Oh.
Es ha'as machmeret.
Yontov.
V'notnin letolin b'shabes.
Letzluya.
Excuse me, letzluya b'shabes.
Welcome to Ohal. What's his case?
Oh, we're starting Ohal.
What's his case?
So we
cover. A strainer. Well, let's we'll call it like a strainer. Look at Rashi.
Tolan as a Moshmeres. She mis.
Misanenin?
She misanenin ba shamre yayin.
Right, so what do you do?
So you're
you take a strainer. Okay, now strainer back then. Actually, you're basically like a cloth that's stretched out. But what do you do with it, though? What are you using it for? What's misanenin? Straining what? So what is wine usually? We don't have. You can actually buy this today. Look at Rashi says. Rashi says, "Umoseach pia lechol tzad." The eagle. Now let's see if you can figure out what that means. Now, finish Rashi. Tucker, finish Rashi. V'nase ke'ohel.
V'nase ke'ohel. Al halal
ha'kli. So we have a very funny idea, very bizarre. All right, don't worry about that yet. Okay, we don't care right now. But if I make, well, let's just make it easier. It's a pot. Okay. So I have a pot, and I put a strainer over the pot, and I tuck it in along the sides, right? So what is that like? It's like... But what's really weird about that?
It's not.
In other words, but better. Come on. You're right. Let's be more precise.
It's not utility of Ohel.
When I put up the strainer, right, what am I doing? What am I putting up the strainer for?
Straining.
Right?
It's not even...
You want the good stuff to go into the hole? Right, but
not to be protected by
you don't care if it's covered. What's an ohal mean?
You create a cover.
Well, you do want to step it from the stuff on top of the ohal. So.
What?
You do want to step it from the stuff on top of the
ohal. Oh, so let me ask you a question. Let's show him why he's wrong. Okay. Let's say I set up a strainer and I hung up the strainer. Let's say from the roof here to let's say the roof over there, okay. And there was no clean underneath it, okay. And I poured wine through it. Okay. Is that an ohal?
Borer.
Forget borer. Is it an OL?
No.
Why not?
Because an OL has to be having.
What iser are you over?
Borer. A straining?
No, Bona. You didn't strain it yet.
Bona.
Really?
Maki v'patish.
No, definitely not Maki v'patish. You're not over that.
You're over there, Bona.
The Afal Gab, the Ovid, Ohel. Shari.
Ovid, Ohel, Shari.
Beyond of, even though we said what? That it's constructing an. What?
Avabashabis misla.
The chachilolo. On Shabbos, I'm not allowed to make the strainer on Shabbos. Avalim tsluyehu. But let's say I did make the strainer on Shabbos. Umasanin. I'm allowed to pour the sediments through. I'm allowed to use the filter.
Dan, there, borer b'kach.
Right. Why is it not borer? By the way, come on. This is why I.